It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And when it comes to the NFL, everything's kind of been happening around the league meetings down there in West Palm Beach in Florida. And obviously some things came down yesterday. We talked about some of those. One of the big things that came through was obviously the idea of tabling the conversation of whether or not the tush push would be banned. The Packers brought that proposal to the competition committee. And a little bit of interesting news in that space. Kaylin Kaler, who... writes about the NFL for ESPN. She reported that 16 teams seem to support the Packers' proposal. Mm-hmm. And if you can do your simple math, that is...
That means it's going to get tables.
That is half the league.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is half the league that seem to support the banning of the tush push. Mm-hmm. How do you react to the idea that there's so many teams that are in this place where they're getting ready to, you know, reinstitute that that rule that basically disallows players from pushing or pulling their teammates forward to advance the football?
I think how I feel about it, I feel like it's probably going to end up passing. You know, in May, I guess, is when they're reconvening on this. 16 is a hell of a good start for those who want to ban the tush push. The other thing I feel about this, almost be careful what you wish for. How many plays is a running back on the edge and he's kind of getting stonewalled and an offensive lineman comes from behind him and helps him into the end zone and it's kind of a wow moment. It's a cool play. You know what I mean? That would be banned too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or are they just going to specifically say under center?
Yeah,
because if they say under center, then I get it.
I was going to say, what's the part that's being banned? Just the pushing original, somebody?
I would have forward? To go back and dig in, Reggie, but I think the original proposal from the Lions said a player under center, which would allow you to, let's say, you know, Joe Mixon is on the 3-yard line, he gets stonewalled, and here comes Cam Robinson, pushes him in. That would still allow that because he wasn't under center. So I think that's where I want a little more clarification once the rule comes to play, you know?
All right, well, maybe this will help in some ways. Roger Goodell spoke in West Palm Beach, and this was him talking about the tush push in, actually, interestingly enough, a way that seems like he might be on board with the change as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wait, hold on one second.
Get that in 1 second. But yeah, he was talking about this. He was also worth noting, obviously, for the Texans. He spent a good amount of time talking about flag football, like a potential of a flag football league, and then women's sports and those types of things as well, which, you know, girls in flag football, you tie that together and you can look right at the Texans and the push that they've had to try and help advance girls flag football in the city of Houston. But yeah, I was mentioning Roger Goodell on the tush push. This is where he seems to stand on all
the discussion on the tush push was very good. It was, we showed a lot of data, a lot of questions from the clubs, a lot of discussion about it. I think there are safety issues that are being considered in that case. We have very little data from it, but it's beyond data. There's also, you know, there's the mechanism of injury that we study, that type of thing that leads us to show the risk involved with a particular player, particular tackle. So those are things that we did discuss. I do think there's a lot of discussion about going back to the previous rule, back to pre-2004. It's a dispute about how long that rule was in play, but the reality of it is I think that's makes a lot of sense in many ways, because I think it expands it beyond just that single play. There are a lot of plays where you see someone pulling or pushing somebody that are not in the tush-push formation that I think do have an increased risk of injury. And so I think the committee will look at that and come back in May with some proposals.
Yeah, see, that's what got me thinking. I thought it was just going to be the under-center thing.
Which, to be fair, to clean this up, the Packers, their proposal is uses the word immediately push.
Right, right.
So that does seem like that would be specific.
But he just said...
But yeah, and I guess I was merging those because Roger Goodell... Seemingly bringing that seemed like a little bit of editorial for him, from him bringing up the idea of player safety with all of these pushing things, which you'll remember in 2005.
I would hate that.
In 2005,
I think it's a cool play.
2005 is when they you know, got rid of that rule and opened it up to the opportunity to actually push a ball carrier forward or pull them forward, as we've seen some offensive linemen or some others.
I think it makes linemen feel like they scored the touchdown more than just like helping, you know, a running back score the touchdown. I think it's a cool play. And just to be clear, Roger Goodell clearly is endorsing this for safety reasons, but he wants an 18-game schedule, right?
He does want an 18-game schedule.
I just wanted to make sure.
Although the NFLPA has made it very clear that that is a non-starter.
But he says this is about injuries and safety, but he does want an 18-game schedule.
He does.
Okay. Hey, the tush push ain't paying no money.
Okay, I get it.
You ain't getting no extra money for the tush push.
I see you working, Raj.
He's not wrong.
I wonder if Philly right now trying to come up with something that they could kind of game the system a little
that
bit.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, if they come up with something totally different that's similar, but technically not pushing somebody in
like
the back.
Out of a shotgun formation or something?
I don't know if somebody like can pull them, like get around and just pull them to the first down. That would be great.
Yeah, I have no idea how you, like what the next iteration of it. I guess that's why I'm not nobody's NFL coach or what have you. But yeah. I think that for me personally, you can get me to this place where you're getting rid of this if you're coming from this Roger Goodell route of, all right, we're getting rid of all of these pushing.
I don't like that.
Right? Just the idea that, hey, just the ones that get under center and like you get in here and you push it. That one feels very much like anti-competition. And I saw one of, I think it was a coach, or it might not have been a coach, but somebody in the meetings said, with the way that things are going, like people would have banned the forward pass when Johnny Unitas was doing it. Like
Dan Marino.
That is the way that people are operating right now, as though it is just something that a team has found that they do really well. I think there's a couple teams that kind of did it decently well. But one team has done it in exquisite fashion, and everybody's going, nope, don't like that. And that's what I don't like about this. However, you have about half the league that seems to be supporting it, and when it circles back around, I do wonder if you end that push. One more note that I wanted to make about just the general pushing forward, the rule that was gotten rid of in 2005. Mm-hmm. The reason, the larger reason why it seemed like they got rid of that and you got back to the NFL where you could push a runner forward, supposedly was like a difficulty of officiating it. right? Like being able to determine, oh, well, who's pushing, who's pulling, like how and when do you levy that penalty?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Look, I don't like it in general. I would get it if they do the center thing. Because, as I've said multiple times, you know, owners want everything. And if they can't have what you have, they'll cancel it. You know, they're very selfish that way. And I get that general managers and coaches consult with the owners in terms of how they want to vote and all that. I get it. It just seems like petty and sort of jealousy, etc. And I just love the other plays. I love the other plays that, like the example I gave, where a big old lineman helps you get score a touchdown. It's cool. But they do want an 18-game schedule, just to be clear.
They do want an 18.
But we know what this is about. It's very petty. They want Philly to stop doing it because it's not like every other team is doing this as successful as Philly is.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much trying to stop Philly from doing it.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things that we've seen in, like, interestingly, UFL was the automated chains or what have you. And the NFL is going to get to the place where they use Hawkeye technology, we were mentioning it earlier, to not spot the ball, but to do the measurements. And that I think that that's one of these things. It's like UFL has done this almost more so just utilizing, what is it, the true field technology. This is a different technology. And this is something I've constantly talked about with the Hawkeye technology. People always point to tennis and the ways that they use that. And the thing that I always counter that with is tennis, you're dealing with lines that are always the same in a static, you know, a static, you know, playing surface and playing field.
And a clear view.
And a clear view, right? The way the Hawkeye technology is just a bunch of cameras angled at this, and then they have that composite in order to go back with high speed and see where the ball landed, what have you. I think there's a lot more things happening when it comes to, like, the football, which is, where's the football? It's not a circular shape, right? It's an oblong shape. It's in somebody's hands. It's amongst a whole bunch of a mass of bodies, and all those things are obscured. Plus, then you're adding, when does a knee touchdown? When does an elbow touchdown? All those things, I think, make it really difficult. But what they are seemingly at least using this for is being able to draw the line across the field, because that's what they've basically constituted. Is the rule, like, the ball will still be spotted by the officials, as it was previously done. The chains will still move on the sidelines, but when it's time to measure, they're not going to run the chains out here. Do you feel like this deserves the amount of fanfare that it's gotten? Because I'm not sure I agree with the amount of fanfare that it's gotten.
Well, I to be honest, I don't know how much, you know, if I agree with, you know, how much fanfare it's gotten. I do agree with using it. First of all, timeliness is going to be a lot better. And I think accuracy. I mean, we've seen multiple times where, you know, the guys go down, you know, get on their hands and knees and, like, is that touching? Is it not touch? Well, Hawkeye technology, boom, you know. You know, so I do like that aspect of it. I'm going to be very interested in how this advances, whether it's this year, 5 years, or whatever. Because I got to believe, you know, with the way they're triangulating the pictures, as you talked about, and all, I got to believe there's going to be a way where they can almost do it in real time. I do think they're going to be able to do it in real time crossing an end zone. That's a static line. A lot of times the people are carrying the ball over the line, are pushing the ball over where it's just the ball showing, you know. Well, did he go in? Yes, he went. And I do think it's going to help with that.
Yeah, that is fair. And yeah, I think that that's the part that excites me, is not the immediate use here, but with this implementation, as you
it's
know,
get better.
30 teams, yeah. I believe, is what I'm seeing, right? We'll have this technology implemented. But then with once you have it in the building, what tweaks, mm-hmm. what advancements can you make? What more applications can you possibly find for its utilization to hopefully make it more more robust and make the game better? But at the very at the current time, it's all 30 NFL stadiums. Because I was like, there's 32 teams. What's happening here? But yeah, all 30 NFL stadiums will implement this.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very least, it'll save you what, like, minute or so that it takes to go bring the chains out and measure and get the chains reset and going.
Gonna happen.
So that is nice that you at least. You have that there. But yeah, that was one of the
things. Don't you feel we're going to see like somebody reaching over the goal line? That's going to be able to be.
Yeah. And so, and we'll have less of the, oh, look at this camera angle that's not quite straight down.
It's not down the line. Well, now you'll know.
Yeah. Hopefully that will help. From the 713, what about the ball and field lines having sensors? I think that that would be an interesting proposition.
Might happen.
I think the ball having sensors, it would be a big thing. Mm-hmm. Only thing about that I always come back to is then how do you match that with. When is a shin touching a blade of grass? When is a knee hitting? When is a forearm as opposed to a wrist hitting? I think those are all of the difficult parts of officiating where to spot the ball that I don't know that there's a good answer for, unless you're actually going to have like just a solid field surface that isn't grass that has somehow like an additional sensor, like a force sensor that's in there. And I don't know that we're anywhere near doing that level of technology. And of course, that's just off the top of my head. I don't have the engineering chops to do any of that, to be completely honest. All right. You talked about safety of playing 18 games. Mm-hmm. What about the safety of all this damn travel that the NFL is doing? Apparently, the NFL is considering playing regular season games in Dubai and Abu Dhabi with the Niners, Commanders, Rams all holding rights to the possibility of doing this.
But they are gonna ban the tush push, right?
I don't, maybe. And you could take that to another level where the NFL could play up to 10 international games, not this year, but the year after, considering that, you know, they're working it up to 8, and then the Jags have the opportunity to play a couple of games in London, because they have, you know, if it's within their right to decide to play a few games in London on top of that. But the continued push to add more money by getting international football games is happening to the point where they're also now adding the possibility of playing in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, which makes sense. There's so much money to be had there.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But, man, we're talking about a lot of travel that wears on these guys' bodies and a continued push to
an
international
game. Brazil. I mean, they've gone
that
to
Brazil.
That
might be worse. Is that worse than Brazil?
It might be, but it's not. It's certainly not. It's certainly in the same neighborhood. I mean, Brazil... People like are down. That is a really taxing trip. You know, that is a very hard trip. And now they're going to Dubai too, and then come back and play in Jacksonville. But at least they can't tush push. You know, at least you can't do that.
I have a feeling this tush push thing gets under your skin. Yeah, I don't know what's taking me to that place, but I do have a feeling that this. Yeah, that the constant push of player safety is funny to me, just because I don't disagree, or I don't believe that they don't believe in it. It's
an eye roll, man.
It's an eye roll.
When they bring up player safety, but then you're traveling 18 hours or
Well, I just looked it
crazy.
Up. Houston on Emirates Airlines to Dubai, nonstop, 14 hours and 50 minutes. Nonstop.
And that's Houston.
15-hour flight.
And that's from Houston.
But you can't tush push, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a inconsistent NFL, to be completely honest. Not that we're all the most.
Hey, they safe people. On that plane, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And to be fair, at least when you talk about Emirates, they usually got the big seats and the opportunity to lay out, right? Like, they won't be cramped, I guess, is what you could say.
15-hour flight.
To go play some football.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
That's a whole day.
Yes.
That's right. A whole entire
100%.
Day.
Yes. There's a nap in there, too.
Not in a sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like you are long enough to get a good sleep in there as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle back around to the Texans. Cal and Hannah seem to be in a place where they have a lot of confidence that the Texans are this close. With free agency seemingly rounded up, how close do you feel that the Texans are. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.